St. Mungo's Broadway workers discuss next action. Paul Kershaw and Artie Dillon unite Lin 1111 branch. St. Mungo's Broadway strikers finish 7 days of action on Thursday feeling more determined and more confident than ever. New reps as well as long-standing union members were key to the action's success. The strikers were articulate about providing good services, the need to challenge management's proposals, and they demanded real consultation. During the strike, the chief executive continued his eccentric picket line visits. During one visit, he was challenged about the fact that House advisors' pay has been increased, while at the same time frontline workers' pay is to be cut. He confirmed his priorities when he explained, "I have to pay for quality." However, one picket commented about the attacks and threats, "The things you fear when this happens to you, that fear has gone." A Unite members meeting will be held to plan future steps in the dispute. The meetings of members and reps, the emailing and developing social media presence, Twitter at SMBUNITE and branch Facebook group, are creating strong communications between the members. The 650 St. Mungo's Broadway Unite members are part of the wider Unite Housing branch Lane 1111, which includes Peabody, Equinox, One Housing and HCA. It is a large multi-shop union branch that is not just aiming to help organize responsive campaigns, but also to express the challenges that austerity for the 99% is imposing on all areas, and argue that campaigns for sustained industrial action linked with a political campaign can make a difference. The strike has been solid with a high level of involvement, hundreds have attended rallies, 19 pickets were organized, and more sprung up, and there were 2 local authority protests each day. On Friday, The Guardian carried an article by a striker explaining that the action was in defense of services to homeless people. It compared the new senior management's attitude to Basil Falter's. "Austerity policies are causing a rise in homelessness and insecurity, so these services are vital, and for many are both life-changing and life-saving." Like many charities and not-for-profit organizations, St. Mungo's Broadway relies on local authority contracts, so it is significant that the targeted local authority protests have begun to put pressure on management as a provider. Most of these authorities are Labour. The fact that the strikers have to publicly lobby them shows the gap between the Labour Party and activists in the trade union movement. But it has also shown that some councils and councillors can be moved to put pressure on the St. Mungo's Broadway bosses as a result of the mass involvement and pressure. Hackney Council is re-evaluating its relationship with the charity, and Islington has written to the management specifically calling on it to honour the terms of the union recognition agreement, and asking what plans are in place to cut senior management salaries. Jeremy Corbyn MP has tabled an early day motion in Parliament calling on the management to resolve the dispute. Unite has committed that it will be mobilising support through its political department, local councils and its MPs network. "The industrial campaigns do need a political link, as we are directly responding to the growing marketization of the sector. The Lin 1111 branch has initiated a campaign for sector standards to challenge and change piecemeal and secure jobs and services in the sector. Please donate to the campaign as follows. Buybacks. Account name Unite Housing Workers Branch Lin 1111. Account number 20,040,639. Sort code 086001. By check, made out to the Unite Housing Workers Branch Lin 1111, Unite Lin 1111, and sent to P.O. Box 66701, London E11, 9FB. Mark all donations Street Mungus Broadway campaign funds. Please also pass on this appeal to your own contacts. See more at www.housingworkers.org.uk web link.